Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber has struck near Kabul's international airport. Blast Sunday morning killed two women and wounded 18 other people. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. However, Taliban militants have carried out a series of attacks in Afghanistan since most foreign troops pulled out of the country last year. A court in Cairo Saturday sentenced a former Egyptian president to death. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Cairo's criminal court issued death sentences to ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and 105 co-defendants Saturday. Mr. Morsi and other prisoners fled the Wadi Natroon prison, allegedly with help from outside groups, during the January 2011 uprising against former President Hosni Mubarak. Mr. Morsi was seen on Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV speaking on a borrowed satellite phone during the early days of the 2011 uprising, telling the TV service that he had broken out of prison with a number of other defendants. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Special Forces have killed an Islamic State commander and captured his wife in eastern Syria. Abu Sayyaf was involved in the group's military and financial operations. During the raid, a young Yazidi woman who had been held as a slave by Sayyaf and his wife was freed. Authorities in Burundi have arrested at least three generals and two police commissioners in connection with a failed coup attempt. Spokesperson for President Pierre Nkurunziza told VOA the alleged leader of the attempted coup remains at large. A relative calm has returned to the capital, Bujumbura, after 2 days of violence between rival army factions. This is VOA News. Despite growing tensions over a territorial dispute in the South China Sea, Chinese President Xi Jinping says relations with the United States remain stable. Mr. Xi told visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry earlier today that he looks forward to his upcoming visit to the U.S. in September, and he believes that working together, the two sides can bring Chinese-U.S. relations to a new height. Mr. Kerry, who is in his second day of a two-day visit to Beijing, tweeted after the meeting that the two discuss key bilateral issues and that Mr. Xi's upcoming trip to the U.S. The subdued remarks follow warnings on Saturday from Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi that Beijing is determined to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Pope Francis met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday, days after the Vatican said it was prepared to sign its first accord with the Palestinians in the near future. News of the accord angered Israel, prompting a statement saying that such a development does not further the peace process. President Abbas is in Rome for the canonization today of two 19th century figures. Russian President, Prime Minister, that is, Dmitry Medvedev, has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the failed launch Saturday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. The probe announcement came just hours after the Proton-M rocket and its payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes after liftoff. President Obama used his weekly media address to focus on creating opportunities for all Americans, especially those who feel a sense of unfairness and powerlessness. Mr. Obama said that feelings of helplessness have helped fuel the kind of unrest seen in places like Baltimore, Maryland, Ferguson, Missouri, and New York City. President pointed to the programs such as Social Security, the Earned Income Tax Credit, and the Affordable Care Act as examples of projects that have helped struggling Americans.
We all want our country to be one where hard work pays off and responsibility is rewarded. We want a place where you can make it if you try.
Mr. Obama will travel to Camden, New Jersey, one of America's poorest cities, but one whose police force is thought as a model. In U.S. horse racing, Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah has won the 140th Preakness Stakes. Pharoah finished more than seven lengths ahead of Tale of Verve. Divining Rod finished in third. No horse has won the Triple Crown since affirmed in 1978. Seems Pharoah might have a chance in 3 weeks. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.